Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you heard in the bulletins there, and the Irish Independent was reporting earlier about a protest or a demonstration outside the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris last night. A gathering of people, some of them in masks. Gardaí confirmed they responded to an incident and moved on a small number of individuals shortly before 8 o'clock last night. And it's understood that Taoiseach was not at home at the time. It's not clear if his wife and small children were in the house. Paul Murphy, just I suppose your reaction to this, you're no stranger, unfortunately, to your own home being targeted.
Yeah, I want to condemn it in the strongest possible terms. It is not acceptable, regardless of what someone's politics is. Obviously, I disagree with Simon Harris on a whole lot of stuff, but it's not acceptable to target his family in this way. I mean, what this is about is about intimidating people. It's about pushing them out of participating in public life, as opposed to a protest outside the Dáil or whatever, which is about influencing policy, trying to push things in one direction.
Do you support the bill to ban these kind of displays?
I don't. I think there is a slippery slope with this thing, to be honest. I mean, one, I don't see why politicians should have any more protection of our private home than other individuals' private homes.
I think it's to ban outside individuals, but generally, yeah.
Secondly, I think there is a slippery slope there because, for example, you could have a strike happening outside a business and there's a home next door, but it's the strike is aimed at the business, but there's I don't think we need it. I think under public order legislation, section 8 in particular, I presume that's what was used last night, the guards can say there's a danger of a threat to public order here, you have to leave the area. I think there is enough laws already in place.
James Brown, first of all, your reaction to that display and what Paul Murphy has to say there, that maybe this legislation isn't necessary.
Well, look, it was horrific to see what has happened again outside the Taoiseach's home. He's a wife and very young children. The targeting of politicians' homes or anyone's homes for that matter is simply outrageous, and it shouldn't happen to anybody, no matter their politics. Paul is 100% right. This is not about getting a political point across. It's about intimidating people out of politics, and that's why I didn't commend anybody who ran in the last local and European elections for putting their name forward, because there is an attempt, and I've seen it, and the campaigns in local elections in Wexford, for example, were particularly toxic in these local elections. I've never seen the likes of it, so I haven't. A lot of underhanded tactics going on. But just in relation to the legislation, it's moved forward further in the Shannon, Senator Malcolm Byrne's proposed legislation. I think its sentiment is certainly very positive, but there is a practical challenge around it. I live in a very old mid-terrace estate down in Enniscorthy town. I have 2-foot walls, no gate, and my neighbours are joining walls. You know, the practicality of implementing it will be very difficult.
Mairead Farrell, your reaction to it and your view on the legislation.
Look, I think it's absolutely terrible, and especially, you know, when there's children in a house, you know, that kind of thing, and we don't obviously know, I'm not suggesting that the children were there, but the reality is, like, that kind of thing for any child to see is absolutely terrifying and absolutely would stay with them for the entirety of their lives. We have protests every single day outside of Leinster House, and reality is that's where TDs see it, and they're peaceful protests, and they're good, and they're important to have as part of our democracy as well, to have kind of, you know, when people have particular issues that they want to raise.
That's the place to keep them, is it?
In my view, like, that's the place where you're going to also make sure that every single TD sees it. I think stand outside of somebody's house that has small children in it, you know, and it's just simply outrageous. But also, it's, you know, you're not getting your point across, and also you're just trying to use intimidation, and it's quite a cowardly thing to do.
Okay.